The next topic we discussed was the use of the prostate-specific membrane antigen, or PSMA-binding ligands, to target tumors regardless of their location. A Phase 2 prospective study evaluating PSMA lutetium for PSMA-positive patients with metastatic castrate-resistant prostate cancer and progressive disease after standard treatments reported a PSA decline of greater than 50% in 57% of patients and a median overall survival of 13.5 months. I asked Dr. Sartor if he thought this agent elicits clinically meaningful responses and if you would like to have access to it right now.
I'd love to have it available now, and a lot of patients are being referred, particularly over to Germany, Australia. I think I heard the answer yes from Howard, so yeah. Let me let him elaborate.
Again, PSMA was actually cloned at Memorial Hospital, and we've been looking at this as a target for therapy in many different ways. In addition to radiation, it's being used as an immune targeting, as well as delivery of cytotoxics. The criteria that are used primarily for Germany, and that's where we've been referring patients, is to have a certain threshold level of uptake of the tracer on an SUV, on a dedicated PET scan. We originally started working with J591. This was a whole antibody that was developed by Neil Bander at Cornell. Then we worked with a minibody. They tend to circulate for multiple days within the circulation, so the radiation exposure is much higher off target. Whereas with the small molecules that are now being used, you basically give it, it's out, and it's there. You have the dwell time localized to the tumor itself. So the patient selection, if they haven't been really heavily pretreated, we've seen very dramatic responses. And they're now looking at the non-castrate population as well as a way to avoid hormones, using hormones to, if you think about PSMA levels, it goes the inverse of PSA. Castrate someone, PSMA levels go up. So that's a potential way to get more isotope delivered to the place where it's needed.
Just out of curiosity, this might be a naive question, Matt, but what about CAR-T focusing on PSMA and antibody-drug conjugates focused on PSMA?
Antibody-drug conjugates have been used. We used, actually going back into the early 2000s, but the linker of the toxin was not sufficient. There was another one that was developed also using a tubulin targeting agent. We actually did see some responses, and there is activity. It's just a question of, can we identify the patient ahead of time in order to take that development strategy through with an effective safety profile?
Matt, we're talking with your lymphoma people all the time about CAR-T. Has CAR-T been used in prostate?
There's ongoing studies, and there are other immune approaches, including bispecific antibodies targeting PSMA.
Yeah, those are really exciting.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our faculty, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Consensus or Controversy, a special CME program focused on the management of prostate cancer.